And the reason why I wrote Unmasked in part was because we were, you know, I live in the Washington, D.C. area where COVID precautions were very, very strict. Everyone was quarantining. Masking was mandated for months and months, for years. And it was just a very different story in Okoboji. So when my family, as we usually do, came to Okoboji for the summer, we found that people weren't masking and people just felt really differently about the pandemic than they did on the East Coast. And so I started investigating and trying to understand what happened and why people thought differently, which was an incredible journey as an anthropologist, because I've spent years working in India, in South Africa, in Kenya, in other places far away. So it was so interesting to come home to my community where my family's lived for five generations to look at how people were experiencing and interpreting and responding to a new virus, a new disease in their lives.